Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting. We are going to be learning B'Siyata Dishmaya, the sugya of Aninus and Avelus. This shir should be a schus for Rav David Hanuch Mordechai, Ben Frida Simcha, B'Sor Shachol Yisrael, and the schus Chayalei Tzahal, that are now involved in a lot of shelling in the south of Israel. Hashem Yishmor Tseisam Uvoam Me'at Ve'ad Olam. The sheet of the Rif in Brachas Daf Tezayin Amud Beis is that Avelus B'Yom Rishon is Doraisa. Brings the Pasuk that Aaron said to Moshe when he was angry that the Chatas wasn't eaten. So Aaron answered, how could we eat? We're owning him. Ve'achalti chatas hayom. Can't be. We can't eat the chatas because we're owning him. And therefore, since an onen is not allowed to eat the carbon chatas, we didn't eat. If the pasuk is v'sara chatas darish darish Moshe v'svinei soraf v'yiktzov v'alalozor v'alisomer ben Aaron and Asaram lemor, he got angry the chatas that was burned, he got angry at the Lozor and Isomer, the sons of Aaron, saying madu ala chatam es chatas makom kodesh, why didn't you eat it? And skipping a little bit, and Aaron said to Moshe, "And Kibbutz Chatasim Vesolas from the Hashem, Vatikreno Si Kaela VeAchalti Chatas Hayom Hayita Veni Hashem." Will that be good in the eyes of God? Absolutely not. It won't be good in the eyes of God. So anyway, you see that Avelus Beyond Rishon Staraisa, and we have a pasuk that that's why they couldn't eat the Chatas. So the Rif holds that Aninus and Avelus is one inyan, and since Aninus Legabe Achilas Kodshim is Doraisa, as it says, V'achalti chatas hayom, Memela Avelus Yom Rishon is also Doraisa. And so it's the Rambam at the beginning of Chosev Perak Aleph. Halacha Aleph, so is the sheet of Tosin Erevin, Daf Mevav Amid Aleph. However, the sheet of the Re, which is brought in the Rosh, Perak Gimel Demoed Katan, Simon Gimel, and so brings Rabbeinu Yonah, so Perak Beis Debrachis, in the name Rabbeinu Tzarfas, Ve'Ramban B'Torah Sad, Mashem Chachmei Tzarfatim, that there's no Avelus Daraisa at all. So the Rif holds that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and so does the Rambam, and other Rishonim hold, no, there's no Avelus Midaraisa at all. And even though Aninus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, Aninus L'chud V'Avelus L'chud, that Onein Asur B'Yom Rishon Menator V'Achilas Kodshim U'V'Achilas Ma'isur Sheni, as it says, L'Ochalti B'Oni Mimeni, now that he'd Kodshim or Ma'isur Sheni, Kachim, we had a pasuk before, Maisr Sheni lo chalti boni mimenu, like they say in Vidu Maisrus, that I didn't eat when I was in Onen. But Avelus, we don't find anywhere that it's no Eg Yom Rishon Menat Torah. So that's the Machlokas Rishon, Raya Ledover, that it says in our Sugya, in Ksubis Navdalet Amid Aleph, that Meis Aviv Shel Chasen, Oim Shel Kala, if the father of the Chasen or mother Kala dies, they put the dead person in a room, the Chasen and the Kala they bring to the Chuppah, they have the Chasena, he's bol bilas mitzvah, he separates from her, buries the dead, shivas yimei mishta, and afterwards shivas yimei avelus, a very emotional 2 weeks. So if you hold that avelus yom rishon men haTorah, how can the mishta of the chuppah, which is derabanan, be docha avelus, which is doraisa? So it must be that avelus yom rishon is not doraisa. That's the Machlokas Rishon, and we just brought a raya that it's not Daraisa. The Rif holds that it is Daraisa because he identifies Aninus with Avelus, just like Aninus is Daraisa, Yom Rishon so too, Avelus is Daraisa. And you can look there in the Torah's Adam. I mentioned earlier, he brings to the Gaon in Keshitas HaRif that we learn Avelus Yom Rishon Daraisa Me Aninus. And he asks, "Zelishona Ramban Benitamea, Heach Lamdu Agonam Avelus Medina Aninus? How did he learn Avelus from Aninus? Well, I was Manashal Zel, I was Manashal Zel. The time of this is not the time of that. Mesum Mutilafana Vonein Dvar Torah. When the mace is lying in front of him, he's an Onei Menat Torah. Vizel Ikar Aninus, and that's the Ikar. That's the primary Aninus. And at that time, he's not an Avil, not Minatar, not Midivri Sofrim, but Nikbar Misabel Olav. But if you, after you're covered the mace, then there's Kfur. So how do you identify Aninus with Avelus when they're two different periods? Aninus is before Avelus, Aninus is before the Kfur, Avelus is after the Kfur. So Ramban doesn't understand. Similarly, as to Lechemishin, the beginning of Echos Evel, Perak Aleph, Alocha Aleph, Akati Kosha, Derabenu, Kosav, Lekaman, Deina One, Nosa, Bedavrim, and Advarim, Shaval Aser, Deino Tash, Bishamita, Verchita, Vesicha, Veamai, Kevin, Deone, Nosa, Bekotchim, Ladato, Aninus, Vavelus, Echaru, Imkena, Eroshe, Aser, Becholos, and Advarim, Shaval Aser, Behem, Ladaito, Zal, Kevin, Duasa, Lecho, Bekotchim, and Atar, Kodim, Kvura. So Lechemishin doesn't understand, according to the Rambam, that the Onein is not Aser in what the Avel is Aser in. Tashmish, Chitza, Sicha. He asks why. Since the Onein is Aser Bekotchim, and according to the Rambam, and Elenu Salavila said the same thing, so then whatever the Avel is Aser in, the Onein should also be Aser in. He says, I understand, I get, and Nihil Sassanlan Antifas Rosh, that we should pater, because we could be Mekel, because he's Tard Biskames. So we're not going to make him do Atifas HaRosh, wrap up his head like they used to do, or Nihilus HaSandal, not wear shoes. But when it comes to the other things, because there he's Torah Tir to the Mitzvah. But Kol HaShar, Roy L'chaivo, comes to Tashmish, Rechitz HaSicha, we should already be M'chaiv and Izzon. It's the same type of Kasha. If you identify the two, Aneinus and Avelus, then how come they're different... How come they're different? They're different time periods, says the Ramban, and they have different halachas, says the Lecha Mishnah. So Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his Shiurei in a Talmud, explains as follows: that the Shitas HaGaonim, and those who follow the Shita of the Gaonim, is that the Kesef Mishnah, right, we said that the Gaonim follow the Rif, or the Rif is like the Gaonim. So the Kesef Mishnah, right, that the first day is Avelus is Daraisa. So the Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Evel, Perek Aleph, Locha Aleph, is Tamei on the Rambam, who brings a Makor, L'mitzvah Esei Shel Avelus, Al Krovim, from the Pasuk of Achati Chatzis Yom Yidiyav Bnei Hashem. So how do we see Mitzvah Avelus? We only see from this pasuk that they're aser bekotchim. Where do you see the mitzvah of avelus? The Rambam brings mitzvah of avelus from this pasuk. Where do you see from this pasuk mitzvah of avelus? You just see aser bekotchim. Well, be'emes, the Rambam himself in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah se lamed zayin, brings another makor for the mitzvah of avel. Mitzvah lamed zayin, you write, shenit stavu kohanim shi'itamu l'krovim, v'zeh ba'atzmo mitzvah se avel, koloi mar kol ish yisrael chayv l'sab l'krovim. He says that the mitzvah of avelus is expressed in the fact that the krov, the kohanim are become tamei to their krovim. That's mitzvah sevel, that every person has to be misabel al krovim, and the kohen expresses by becoming tamei to their krovim. So he writes later on in Hilchos Evel, Perek Beis Halachavav, Kamachum Ritzavelus, Shrei Nitches Lo Tatumam Pnei Krovim, Shisasek Imoim, Vyisabel Aleim. You know how chomer the mitzvah velus is, that we push off the tuma for his krovim in order to be misasek with them, to be misabel for them. That's part of his avelus. So which one is it? Is it the din of tumas krovim that shows this din avelus, or chalti chatas yom yitav b'nei Hashem? So apparently we have to say that the mitzvah avelus is learned from the tseiruf of both of them together. From the pasuk of chalti chatas yom, we know that the person becomes a chefs of an avel, because according to the Rambam, the concept of Aninus and Avelus are one. So from the Chalti Chatas Hayom, we know that a person becomes a Cheftz of an Avel. The person himself becomes an Avel. However, we don't know Nihug Avelus. It doesn't tell us anything about being Noeg Nihug Avelus, that the Isser of Achilles Kachim is not Minihug Avelus, but rather it's Midin Isser Kachim, because the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Bias Mikdash and not in Hilchos Evel. From the Pasuk of Tumas Krovim, we know Nihug Avelus, because Tumas Krovim is part of the Nihug Avelus, like the Rambam writes, and it's Tavu HaKohanim Shi'itam Ala Krovim V'zatz Mo Mitzvah Ova Evel. So the Tumas Kohanim, that's the Mitzvah Evel. The not eating Kachim is not Mitzvah Evel, because that's brought down in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. not a din in avelus. But this the Rambam brings in its tabu akanim shitam lekrovim. Not the Rambam brings in ochas evel, because that's medine evel. So we could say that without the pasuk of achalti chatas hayom, that we know that a person becomes a chefza of an avel, we wouldn't explain Tumas Kohanim as part of Nihugi Avelis. We would just say Tumas Krovim Dinim Bifnei Atzma. But now that we know from the Pasuk of the Onan that he becomes a Chefz of an Avel, so Memela we explain that the Tumas Krovim is part of the Nihugi Avelis. That's how he expresses, those are the acts that he does in order to show that he's an Avel. So according to this, friend for the Kasha of the Ramban and the Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah that we asked earlier, that the Ramban says there are different time periods in Inus and Avel, so I can say Avel is Yom Rishon's Daraisa. The Lechem Mishnah says different halachas, because based on what we said, the explanation is that we say that in Inus and Avel is Dover Echo, that's only Gabe Chefza Shel Avel. Shemishas Mitzah, a person becomes a Chefza of an Onen and an Avel, an Avel. At that time, he becomes both. Both Aninus, which is the period before death, and then he becomes an Avil. That very same time, he's a Chef. So when you look at this person, how do you identify him? An Onen and an Avil. But the Gabe Nihugi Avelis Vaninus, and Yen Mischalik, it depends, and Mitpatzel. That Hilchas and Nihugi Avelis are completed only B'Shas HaKvura. And because of that, the Isurei Avelis aren't Chal until after the Kvura. Mashenkin is Rechilas Kachim, is not many who gave Avelis. Rather, Mirchas is Surai Kachim, like we said. And therefore, it's Shaykh even before the Kvura. And so to the Yisra Rechilas Meiser Sheni, Bishas Aninus, is not Mirchas Ovel. Rather, it's Mirchas Meiser Sheni, because the Rambam brings his din in Meiser Sheni and not in Mirchas Ovel. And we also see this from the fact that a person says bevidu shel ma'aser sheni lo achalti boni mimenu, it's pashut that bevidu shel ma'aser sheni, he's not saying that he's makayim mitzvas avelus, rather he's makayim mitzvas ma'aser sheni, and mimela we see that not eating ma'aser sheni be'aninus is a din in ma'aser sheni, not an aninus, not an avelus. So since the yisur ma'aser sheni is not minihugi avelus, it's shayich that it should be chal before the kavur. So not eating ma'aser sheni is not minihugi avelus. Not eating kachim is not minihugi avelus. So mamela, they're already noeg before they're noeg at the time of aninus, and the nihugi avelus are mishas hakvura. So therefore, it's the foren for the kashas. So in achinami, at the time of death, the person becomes a chefz of an onen and an avel. They're one and the same. The only thing is the nihugim are mishtanem et patzel mitchalek. That the nihugi aninus is, it's not a din in aninus, it's a din in ma'aser sheni, a din in kachim, that you don't eat it when you're an onen, person is when he's an onen, and then minuhugi avelus only start after the kavura. The Rosh in our sugya, Simon Vav, brings the name of the Bahag and the Ritzgeis, that b'sha'ar krovim, if there are other relatives, what do you do if the person dies, rachmana litzlan? Machnisim es hameis lecheder, put him in the room, chasen v'kala go to the chuppah, he's bol bilas mitzvah, separates, buries the dead, and unlike with the parent, he's noeg shivas yamei avelus, and then shivas yamei mishta. Here the shivas yamei avelus come first. Frek the Rav Yoh, and I'm quoting his lashon, dimutar livo bilas mitzvah im ken avi rega legabei v'noeg shivas yamei mishta v'shuv noeg shivas yamei avelus. Rav Yoh says echfresh danish. If he's mutter from to be bo bilas mitzvah, so by him it's a regel, and the shivas yamei mishta are noeg, and then the shivas yamei avelus. So once you're ready bo bilas mitzvah, it's a regel. So the party started, so you should have Shivas Yemei Mishnah and then Shivas Yemei Avelis. How can you say the Shivas Yemei Avelis go right after the Bilas Mitzvah? So to explain this machlokas that we have, that the Rav Yoh holds that first come the Shivas Yemei Mishnah, and the Bahag and the Ritzgeus hold the Rush brings that first come the Shivas Yemei Avelis, we have to be choker, not that we require kavura in order that the Nihugi Avelis should start, even though it becomes a Cheftz of an Avel, Mishas Misa. Is it because Nigmara Siba Lechalos Nihug Avelus? Is it because the Siba for the Chalos Nihug Avelus finished? Or should we say that Be'emes the Siug for Nihug Avelus, the Siba for Nihug Avelus, was already finished Mishas Misa? Just the Matzav of Nihug Avelus is after the Kvura. So what does the Kvura do? Is the Kvura the Siba for Chalos Nihug Avelus? Or is the Kvura is the Siba for Nihug Avelus already the death? And the matzav of Nihug Avelus is after the Kvura. So what does the Kvura do? Is that the Siba for the Nihug Avelus? or the nisuk for niyoga avelus, the reason for the niyoga avelus is already from the death, and just the matzav of niyoga avelus starts at the time of the kavura. We have a similar machlokas, yevamis, daf yud gimel, amid aleph, also daf pei dalet, or baharbei makoimus, im nisurim rishonim epilin liyibum, or misa mapeles. What do we say? What's koveh, whether or not there's going to be yibum? The matzav bishas when they get married, or the matzav bishas, the husband dies. If there's a co-wife who's an erva, at the marriage, but not at the death, do we say that since at the marriage there was a co-wife who's an erva and therefore there's no yibum? Do we say no? What's koveh is the time of death, when she wasn't, when the erva was no longer married to the husband, to the now dead husband. So that's the machlokas. When Nisurim Rishonim Epilin Liyibum Amisa Mapelas, the svar of the Man D'Amar Nisurim Rishonim Epilin Tzarech Biur. It's pashut that when the husband's alive, there's no yibum. So how can you say Nisurim Rishonim Epilin? That's what is mapel. That's what makes her fall to yibum. There's no yibum when the husband is living. So we have to say that the pshat is that etzem hanisuin who has siba liyibum. The etzem, you know what the siba liyibum is? The nisuin. Umishas nisu and the siba for the yibum already started. And mash ainin ofelis b'chaya baal. You know why she doesn't fall when the husband's alive? It's because the matzav of yibum is after the misas habaal. Get it? Gevaldik. So the matzav only starts afterwards, but the siba is already mishas nisu. And the other opinion holds misa mapelas. No, that the siba sayibum starts with the Misa, and therefore you go with the Siba Sayibum. If it starts the Misa, you see what's going on at that time. If it already starts with the Nisuin, then you see what's going on at that time. So it's the same Hakira we made about Kvura. Is Kvura the Siba for the Avelis, or just the Matzav of the Niyug Avelis? As al pizeh nir'a bebiur shitata behag, shehu sover shesibat Niyug Avelut kvar nigmera b'shat mita. He holds that the siba, the reason for being noeg avelus, already finishes at the time of death. The siba is already there, it's already in place. And not that you require kavura, it's only there should be a matzav avelus. And because of this, he holds that since mishas, misa, kvar nigmar shiel of din avelus, the achar hakavura, since mishas, misa, it was already a done deal that there's going to be a din avelus, the achar kavura, therefore that is me'akev, that the Shiva Simei Mirsha shouldn't be Chal until after the Shiva Simei Avelus. And therefore, first you're Noeg Kvura Shiva Simei Avelus, and then Shiva Simei Mishta. You see? In other words, according to the Bahag, the Siba for the Avelus is already there. So therefore, they got married. You're right, they got married. But since the Siba was already there before the marriage, the very death was... The Sibas Niyug Avelus is already finished Bishas Misa, and the Kvura is only there should be a Matzav of Avelus. So since the Siba for the Avelus was already there, that's Ma'akev that the Shivas Yimei Mishta shouldn't be Chal. And Memela, he does his Bias Mitzvah, and then they have the Kvura and the Shivas Yimei Avelus. That's the Sheet of the Bahag. But the Rav Yeh argued. He said, what are you talking about? Once you do a Bias Mitzvah, so then... Party started. You have to have the Shiva Simei Mishta, only then the Shiva Simei Avelis. So what is he going to hold? He's going to hold either that he agrees to the Ikar Yisod, that the Siba for the Niyug Avelis already finishes Bishas Misa. He just holds that that's not Me'akev, that the Shiva Simei Mishta shouldn't be Chal. He holds that it's not Me'akev, that the Shiva Simei Mishta shouldn't be Chal. That Eino Chinami, the Siba is already there, Bishas Misa, but it's not Ma'akev. So the Bahag holds that the fact that there's a Siba for Avelus is Ma'akev, that the Shiva Simei Mishta shouldn't be Chal. And Memela, after the Bias Mitzvah, you do the Kvura and then the Shiva Simei Avelus. And the Bahag holds, no, it's, you're right, there's a Siba for Avelus, but it's not Ma'akev, the Shiva Simei Mishta from being Chal, so it's Chal, and then only then is Avelus. Or maybe he argues with the Ikar Yisod. He says that the Siba for Avelus only starts Bishas Kvura, and therefore lifnei the Kvura, there's nothing that's ma'akev the Shivas Mei Mishta from being Chal. So therefore they have their Bias Mitzvah, and then the Kvura and the Shivas Mei Mishta are Chal, because the Shivas Mei Mishta are already Chal before the Kvura. already chal from the time of the Bias Mitzvah, they already started the Shivas Mei Mishta, and Memele the Kavura, which is the Siba for the Avelus, is come, it's a Johnny come lately, it's too late, and it has to wait until after the Shivas Mei Mishta. Or again, maybe his Moda Tadikir is so that the Misa Zara is the Siba, but that's not enough to be Makiv the Shivas Mei Mishta. Okay. So obviously there's loads more to say on this sugya. Any sugya in the first parak of Ksubas is going to be loads to say. And I hope that we can return to this sugya. And bizocha lomodu lelameid lishmor belasos ulekaimus kol dibre salmu tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.